preacher preached too hard for me. Back to Baptist, they don't preach real strict. I don't even like their preaching. They don't do me no good. I like to be dug up. Amen. Replanted. You can grow then. Romans 12 and 11. Be not slothful in business, but fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord. Do you know what fervent means? Red hot, glowing, intensely earnest, warmth of feeling. Amen. We ain't got many people that's red hot anymore. Jesus said, I wish you was hot or cold. Because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You don't even have to get cold to backslide. Just get lukewarm and he done spewed you out. Somebody said, Brother Jackson, I'm just kind of cold, but I ain't backslid. God help your hide. Woman down in Mount Dora, Florida got up and she was supposed to pray through in my revival. And she went to telling all she'd been doing. She'd been doing about everything. Down the end of her testimony, she said, but I'll tell you one thing, I wasn't backslid. I said, honey, you sure was sliding. Amen. Some people never backslide. I don't care what they do. They can live like the devil and they never backslide. I know a preacher up in North Carolina, every time he backslide, he goes to altar and prays. He'd preach and then get drunk. But he'd go back and pray. As far as I know right now, he's living right. I hope he don't get drunk no more. Amen. But his wife can stay out of church a year. And she can go, the first time she goes to church, she goes to church shouting. She never backslides. You can't lay out of church and keep the victory. Praise God. And you can't do other things besides going to church and keep the victory either. I don't care what the circumstances is. Amen. I don't believe you can go to a ball game, amen, church time, amen, to have the victory. Praise God, or skating rink or somewhere. You won't go them places, amen, anyhow. No time, amen. Come on now. Oh, glory to God, amen. I want to tell you something. We need the fire in our bones. Jesus said, I wish you was hot or cold. Come on now, but you're lukewarm. But he said, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. Remember therefore for thou, amen, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. And repent and do your first works over. Said, if you don't do your first works over, said, amen, you're going to, amen, perish. Come on now. There's no way to be justified. Oh, you can justify your little self, but that ain't no sign God justifies you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want God's justification. I want God's grace. I want God's power. I want God's fire. I want the Holy Ghost to lead me. Amen. Raise your hand, holler, glory. A lot of people clean their own eyes, yet it's not washed from their filthiness. There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet they're not washed from their filthiness. I preached on that one time. The pastor said after church, said, that ain't the Bible. I said, it is. He said, I ain't read it. He didn't want to read that kind of scriptures. Amen. He's one of them easy, go easy preachers. Loose gooses. Say amen. I ain't got no confidence in no loose preacher. No preacher preaches that false doctrine. Charismatic stuff. I ain't got no confidence in that. Amen. If you don't believe in sanctification, you don't have no Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, if you ain't cleansed from all sin, amen, my God, you're not sanctified. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel God in this place this morning. Amen. Oh, give us victory, Lord. St. Matthew's 3 and 11. Ain't he baptized you water in repentance? But there's one coming after me who's mightier than I. Whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Fire! On the day of Pentecost, the fire of God set up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Who was filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, the fire of God set up on them. These old dry, hot, dead head dragging like the dead light's going to fall off of them. By God, no fire, no fire. You ain't got no victory. Amen! It ain't enough to sit on these pews, glory to God, and say amen once in a while, and it sound like a man in a barrel. Come on! You got to praise God. You got to shout a little bit. And if you can't shout, you ought to get saved. Amen. Oh, I believe if you get saved, you can rejoice. Shout a yellow behind that. Some people live so rotten, no wonder they can't shout to go to church. Their neighbors know them. The members know them. They know how they live. No wonder you can't shout. My God, I couldn't either. And some men won't do much shouting because they're sitting by their wife. I'm having to, amen, their wives to punch them, you know. When they get to saying amen, the way I preach, you know, they punch them. I said, punch them a little harder. Punch his ribs in, amen. Old lazy hide won't say amen. Glory to God. That's right. Some preachers get the, amen, their message, amen, from their wife before they go to church. Amen. I can't preach that because my wife will hurt. I can't preach this other because I hit my children. Amen. I can't preach that because I hit myself. Praise God. But God wants a man that's not afraid to preach it. Oh, hallelujah. My mother, years ago, before me and Nellie ever got married, I'd preach real strict, you know, and hard. We go where we was staying. She said, now, Jamesbo, don't you preach that no more. You preached it once, and don't say that no more. I'd go to church, you know, and have a lot of new people, and I'd get to bearing down. I said, Mother said, don't preach this no more. But I said, we've got new ones tonight, and they need to hear it. It didn't do a damn good. I didn't argue with her. I just went ahead and preached anyhow. Glory to God. I ain't going to let a man tell me how to preach, and I know I ain't going to let a woman. Glory to God. A woman will try to tell her husband how to preach and not preach against nothing. My God, don't listen that hide. She's backslid anyhow. Say amen. Why, glory. God, give us a fire. We used to have fire in the pulpit and fire in the pews. Amen. Ain't got a smoke in some churches. Ain't even no smoke around. Say amen. People so dead and dry and formal and worldly. My God, amen. If sinners come, they ain't going to get saved. When they look at your old dead hide and worldly hide, they say, well, I ain't going to that altar. Amen. I know how that person lives. Amen. But I want to tell you, when you live right and you walk straight and you do the will of God, the sinners are mad. Amen. I'm not out of yellow behind that. Raise both hands and holler glory real loud. Glory to God. Well, I've been to a few churches lately. I'll tell you the truth. Jezebel's galore. Ear bobbers. Pedal pusher pushers. Somebody said you would have to mention that, Brother Jackson. You knew I was going to mention it, didn't you? Amen. You know, some women, they get condemned to wearing pants, so they put on gauchos, long-legged shorts, some of them things, the ugliest things this side of hell. Amen. I don't know which is the biggest idiot, the one that created them, the one that wears them. Come on, amen. My God, help us. Praise God. There ain't a bit of difference in a man wearing a dress than a woman, amen, wearing pants. There ain't no difference. The Bible condemned both of them. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said that's an old Bible. Well, if that ain't right, there ain't another old Bible right. Why does preachers preach out of it all the time if there ain't nothing to it, amen? One preacher said the old Bible been done away with. It hadn't done no such a thing. It's just been fulfilled. It ain't been done away with. One preacher in North Carolina said, I ain't no clothesline preacher. I said, well, Paul was. He said, in like manner also that women adorn themselves with modest apparel, with shamefacedness. And that means extremely modest. Extremely modest. Oh, glory to God. You know why people want to do these things? They want to live close to the world. They want to live on the borderline. They ain't went over to Sodom and Gomorrah yet, but they're headed in that direction. Amen. They got their tent pitched on the borderline. Amen. And I tell you, this borderline religion, it won't get you nowhere but hell. Amen. I believe you got to be all the way or not the way. Come on now. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel God in this place this morning. I woke up this morning, I thought, my God, I can't preach. I ain't able to preach. I told the devil, I said, well, I won't preach anyhow. Able or not. But I feel the anointing, bless God, and that makes a difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Come on, say amen or go home. My God, if I couldn't say amen, I wouldn't even go to church. I'm going to be an old backsliding hypocrite, I'd stay at home anyhow. Amen. I believe you ought to worship. Shout about that. Far. We just don't have it no more. We sang pretty sometimes. We testify pretty. We teach pretty good. And the preacher preached pretty good. When it gets through, some of the members are deader than it was when he started. Try. When you don't obey what he preaches, you're worse off than amen before you come. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. A lot of deceiving going on, saints. Make people believe, amen, they could do anything and have the Holy Ghost. Like old Jimmy Swagger said, you could smoke cigarettes and have the Holy Ghost. That's the biggest liar this side of hell. One of the biggest deceivers ever lived. Say amen. I believe a man, glory to God, that claims victory and claims the Holy Ghost. Amen. Preaches to people. Amen. Amen. When he don't live it, he's worse off than a man don't even preach it. Amen. Say amen. No, you can't have the Holy Ghost and smoke. You can't even be saved and smoke. When you get saved good, honey, there won't be no habits of hanging on your hide. Your heart is changed. Your desires have changed. Your appetites changed. Things you used to love, you hate them now. The things you used to hate, you love them. That's born again experience. That's a sanctified experience. Amen. But there's so many people that have never got sanctified yet. Even search some churches of God, I've heard about them teaching them how to speak in tongues. I reckon all you got to do is say, hot dog, and you got it. That's crazy. Honey, if you don't speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, it ain't no Holy Ghost. That's right. Amen. I remember being out in Oklahoma one time, Lawton, Oklahoma. I might have told you about it, I don't know. But anyway, started revival on Tuesday night, I believe it was. Had a large crowd. I'd been there before. And there was a Church of Christ man come. A cowboy. I didn't pay no attention to him. Didn't know he was there. But I preached against rings and stuff that night. And he had on a Mason ring. He belonged to Masons. He told his wife, he said, I'll never pull that off. Now, people was falling out of the power when I was praying for him, and he said, I'll never do that either. I didn't know he'd made them statements. The next night, I was preaching away, and I just stopped. I said, way over yonder in the corner, way back yonder. I said, come up here. I didn't even know who he was. He walked up. I touched him on the head, and the power of God knocked him in the floor. In a few minutes, he began to push on that ring. He pushed it off on the floor. He got up and he said, I'm saved and sanctified. Amen. I don't even know what he knew it was about or not. The next night, he come back. Amen. Before I could get through preaching, he run down the aisle and run up to me and said, give me some more of that. Amen. I don't know if he understood or not, but my God, how God knocked him in the floor. Amen. He received the Holy Ghost. Second time he come, he got the Holy Ghost. People like that's a lot easier to pray through than these hard-headed members been around about 40 years. Amen. They get so hard-hearted. They get so stiff-necked. They don't even believe they're going to get the Holy Ghost. And if you don't believe it, you'll never get it. I said you'll never get it. Ooh, Sunderland. Every night he'd run up and say, give me some more of that. Even after he got the Holy Ghost, he still wanted more of it. One night I prayed for him and he hit the floor and laid in the middle aisle. He looked up at me and I said, brother, it'll knock the starch out of you, won't it? He said, it'll knock the fire out of you. Praise God. He didn't understand, but he's getting along pretty good, wasn't he? The next year I went to Wichita Falls, Texas. And one night I seen a bunch of people come in the front door and he was one of them. But during that revival, he had a copper wire around his arm. And I one night I was praying with him. I said, what in the world are you doing with that old copper wire around your arm? He said, somebody said, that's good for arthritis. I said, take it off and the Lord will heal you. He jerked it off and the power of God slayed him again. But as you know, I closed the revival and the next year I went to Wichita Falls, Texas. He come through the door and that arm that was healed was shaking on the power of God like that. Just, amen. He walked up to me and I said, what in the world is wrong with your arm? He said, Brother Jackson, ever since the night the Lord healed me, every time I go in church, that power of God shakes that arm. Amen. I said, that's all right. Let her shake. Amen. That was a sign, honey, that the Lord had healed him. God, give us some more signs. Raise both hands. Holler, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, the fire makes a difference. The fire of the Holy Ghost makes a difference. Did you know some of our preachers, some of the best preachers we ever had, didn't have no education. Couldn't read or write when they got saved. That's right. They couldn't even read. They couldn't write. But God let them read the Word. I know one man couldn't read or write up in Kentucky. One day he was called to preach, but he couldn't read the Word of God. Told his wife, said, I'm going up on the mountain. I'm not coming back till I can read the Word of God. He took his Bible, went up on the mountain. He's gone for days and days. Said, don't send after me. I ain't coming back till I read the Word of God. One day she heard a shout coming down the side of the mountain. He run in the house, laid the Bible on the table, and began to read Genesis on into Revelation. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Jackson, I don't believe that. I do. Amen. If God can move on a man to write the Word of God, God can move on a man to read it. The same power, the same fire, the same anointing. Raise your hand, praise the Lord. Amen. But the man couldn't read no other book. He couldn't read the newspaper. He couldn't read no other book, but he could read the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, the Spirit of God helpeth thine infirmities. Amen. I've been healed many times by the power of God. And if I wasn't saved, amen, I'd have been in hell a long time ago. If I hadn't got saved when I did, I don't think I'd ever made it because I was dying, amen, many times. Blood poison. Every few, 3 or 4 weeks I'd have blood poison. Doctor come in and said, he's going to die this time. Impossible. But I got saved. And the Lord began to heal me. Glory to God. He had never healed my spine. But he's healed me many times. Amen. Nails seen him heal me. All of a sudden. Amen. I've had a trial for 2 weeks. But I'm going to come out of it. Amen. I said, I'm coming out of it. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Lord here this morning. My great uncle was a Church of God preacher. He went to Whitwell, Tennessee, back many years ago, I guess 70 years ago, to run a revival in an old tent of Brush Harbor. I can't remember which one it was. But there wasn't no electricity in that town then. And they said, he told me that there's a young lady with long black hair played the organ. It's one of them old pump organs. And he said one night there was hundreds of people around that old thing, standing looking. And most everybody was sinners. And he said all of a sudden that young woman went to shouting. She left that pump organ. She run outside that old tent of Brush Harbor. And that old pump organ just played right on. Oh, hallelujah. Hundreds of people, sinners, they saw that old organ playing. There wasn't a thing, nobody touching it. Amen. I want to tell you that same God still lives. He still lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise both hands and holler glory aloud. Oh, everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I want somebody to come to the piano right quick. Somebody get ready to sing. Amen. Would you raise your hand and praise the Lord? I know I haven't preached very long this morning. Try to preach a little more tonight. Amen. Come on, raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Clap your hands and holler glory real loud. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you that need something from God, I want you to come to the altar right quick. Come on, you need something? Praise God. Glory to God. You'll never get anything but standing back or sitting back. Amen. You got to seek God with all your might. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Lord here this morning. I want somebody to sing for me right quick.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul.
Come on, praise him.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Yes, he touched me.
Oh, God, touch us.
Oh, he touched me.
Touch us by your power, Lord. Touch us by your power.
And all the joy that floods my soul.
I want everybody in the altar to stand up.
Have fun.
Stand up.
Now I know.
Come on, stand up and lay hands on each other.
And make
lay hands on each other. Pray one for another.
Since I met this
Brother Charlie.
Place,
come over here and let us pray for you. Praise God.
God, I want I will never cease to praise him. I will shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now
Charlie, crazy boy. Praise God. Some of you brothers come up here. I want you to pray for Charlie, the Lord will heal him. Amen. I believe the Lord's already touched him. I want to get deliverance.
Now I know.
Give him power, Lord.
Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Because he touched me.
Everybody clap your hands, glorify the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, he touched me.
God's real this morning.
And all the joy that floods my soul. Because something happened. Now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Touch this good man, Lord. Touch him by your power. Let him feel your presence. Oh, my God.
Anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth and all its fullness.
Praise God forever.
My God can do anything.
My God can do anything. Hallelujah.
Can do anything. He made this earth and all its fullness. And all that time shall bring. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth and all its fullness. And all that time shall bring, my God can do anything. But you've got to believe.
Let the Lord bless you.
Got to believe that all things are possible. And you've got to believe. But you've only got to believe. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth and all its fullness and all that God shall bring. My God can do anything. My God can do, anything. My God can do anything.
Come on, pray for it.
He made this earth, all its fullness, and all that time shall bring. My God can do anything.
Clients, come up here. Let us pray for you. touch needs a touch of the Lord.
God touch it. God heal it. God
Glory! Glory!
I'm so glad he found.